Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, really no need to sugarcoat it, man. We weren't ready for prime time tonight. All of us, not a good enough plan, not a good enough execution of that plan. You got to tip your cap to those guys. They had a good plan. They executed the plan. You know, they kind of made the significant plays. Even with all the things that I said, you know, we had bang-bang plays on both sides of the ball. It seems like they made them and we didn't. And so, you know, we accept responsibility for that. That's the nature of this thing. It's humbling. It sucks. But that's the National Football League. It won't define us if we don't let it. And that's what we talked about in there. But part of that is just acknowledging what I said when I opened. We weren't ready for prime time tonight. So we got to get back to the drawing board. We won't go undefeated. We're 0-1. Questions? Before I get into that, I do have a couple of injuries. My bad. Pouncey had an ankle that's being evaluated. Joe Hayden had a shoulder, but he was able to go back into the game. T.J. Watt has got a hip. Juju hurt his toe being evaluated. Bumps and bruises like things. We'll get those things evaluated. I have more information for you on Tuesday. Questions?
Mike, do you get a sense for why you weren't ready for prime time?
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, we can seek comfort, we can rationalize it, but the bottom line is, man, we didn't do the things we needed to do tonight or the things that we desired to do tonight. And so forget the opponent. You know, a lot of times when you're stepping out and you're playing for the first time, it's about what you do, what you choose to do, the quality in which you do it. We didn't get enough of those things done to be competitive.
Well, Mike, how is it about the opponent? You know, the fact that the Patriots came out there, executed everything they wanted to execute, had success.
I mean, you can make it about that, but again, I look at our football team and particularly the early stage of this thing and what we did or did not do. And so, you know, I also stated that, though. You got to acknowledge that those guys did a heck of a job.
Mike, how disappointing. I think you had 4 third-and-ones or 4th-and-ones and didn't convert any of them.
You know, when you're in a type of environment like that with the crowd noise and so forth and you don't have the use of a cadence, some of those things are more challenging. Obviously, we still got to convert more than what we did.
Mike, 4th-and-1 in the third quarter, down 20-0, you kick a field goal. Why that?
We wanted a little positivity. We didn't have enough positivity to that point. We wanted to get points, you know, to kind of get things going. I think that all got nullified by the big play we gave up on the subsequent drive.
Mike, why not use Rosie more in those short yardage situations?
Again, I'm not getting into the minutia of the decisions that we make, but I talked about environmentally why it's difficult. But even stating that, we should have converted more than what we did, and I'll leave my answers along those lines in regards to the details of what transpired.
Mike, what's your reaction to the Patriots getting Antonio Brown?
I have none. He didn't play for him tonight. He wasn't going to play for him tonight. He wasn't going to play for anyone this weekend, so didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it or dwelling on it.
What was your problem defensively? It seemed like Brady was able to pick apart the middle of the line.
You know, they made some plays, but, you know, you got to get these guys in competitive circumstances to make them play, man. When you don't do that, when you're not matching score for score, you know, there's very little risk involved with the type of plays that they call and execute. So they pick their spots, if you will. So, you know, you got to be competitive if you want to get them in an uncomfortable environment. We know that. We've played these guys enough. We didn't do that tonight. So, you know, it unfolded the way it unfolded.
Mike, we talk a lot about balance not being 50-50 run pass, but how did James Conner get taken out of the game as much as he did?
You know, a lot of it had to do kind of with game circumstances. You know, when we don't match score for score, like I outlined, sometimes, man, the game circumstances or the field within the stadium becomes a factor in terms of that equation.
Are you worried about this was the first game for your offense without Antonio Brown? Are you worried about how the offense is looking without him?
I'm not specifically worried about anything relative to Antonio Brown. I'm worried about the guys in that locker room and the quality of our execution and what we did or didn't do. Antonio's been off our team for a number of months. We moved on from that stuff in March.
Patriots defense, obviously coming in, we hear about the offense, but their defense looked like came in Looked like all three levels have improved and looked very good tonight. Anything to say about those guys?
I'll let them speak to the quality of their execution. I'm more concerned about ours, but I do tip my cap to those guys. They were solid on all three levels, like you mentioned.
Do you know what happened on those first sites that touched on there?
We busted it. We own it. We chew it. It sucks. We can't have that and be varsity. We can't have that and be competitive. But we had it tonight. And so that's why I said what I said. We were not ready for prime time.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.